Hi there, this is Karen Brown from Go Green Inside. Today I'll be chatting with Angela Warburton, a practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine. Angela is a faculty member at the Institute of Traditional Chinese Medicine, a workshop leader and speaker, and she currently works in private practice in Toronto where she specializes in integrated cancer care, infertility, and pregnancy support. And she's also worked as part of the team at Inspire Health, a government-funded integrative cancer care center based in Vancouver that's a true leader in integrated cancer care. On today's Go Green Inside podcast, we'll be talking to Angela about traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, and breast health. Hi, Angela. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Karen. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to start by talking a little bit about what TCM is, just for our listeners who perhaps are not that familiar with it. And traditional Chinese medicine is sometimes referred to as a whole system of medicine. And I'm just wondering if you can explain what that means and then also give us a quick introduction to the philosophy behind TCM.
Absolutely. So Chinese medicine, when we talk about a whole system of healing, it's very holistic in its approach. It does look at the whole person. So we're going to look at not only sort of what person comes in, whatever state of health they're in, we're going to look at their lifestyle. It looks at genetics. It looks at food and diet. It looks at emotional health. It looks at that whole state and that everything has an impact on someone's health. So Chinese medicine really looks at us not as being separate from our environment or from the universe in some way, that everything has an impact on the person and the person has an impact on their environment. So that's sort of so part of the deep philosophy about Chinese medicine. And really it is that whole person. Each person is treated differently, uniquely, because their path, their particular state of health is different than everyone else's. So that's really paramount when in Chinese medicine and the philosophy is that we will never treat two people the same way. Even if they come in with the same Western diagnosis, their actual root cause of the condition or the disease is different. So we're really approaching it from that way with each person.
Right. And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, people know about the terms qi and meridians and the kinds of things that, the language that you speak as a TCM mm-hmm. practitioner?
Yeah, it's kind of in some ways it's a different way of thinking, and some of it's really familiar. We talk about organ systems in Chinese medicine, so we'll talk about the liver or the kidneys or the heart system. In addition to their functions as we know it in Western medicine, they also incorporate things like a sense organ. They also have a taste associated with it, or a flavor, that kind of thing, a time of day or a time of year. We also talk about qi. So qi is no different than basically your vital energy. So and the idea is that qi would flow through the body, just very much the way blood flows through our body, through veins, arteries, capillaries. The idea is this qi flows through our bodies through meridians, and along these meridians would be these acupuncture points. So each acupuncture point has a different action, indication, something that it's used for. And the idea, with health is, optimal health, is that this qi or this energy is flowing smoothly. It's when it gets stuck or when there's not enough, when people get depleted, that there's an imbalance in the body, and that's where symptoms will come up or disease will come up and things from that way.
Right. So how, in the case of breast health, I'm looking at breast diseases, whether, you know, it's something benign or something like a breast cancer, how would traditional Chinese medicine look at someone who comes with some kind of breast concern, perhaps differently from if they were, you know, being looked at by conventional medicine?
Mm-hmm. So conventional medicine, it's so wonderful in so many ways, but often nothing will be caught until it's very far off balance, until there might be some sort of tumor or something like that. In Chinese medicine, there's a whole continuum of health in the sense of we are looking from the very beginning of when someone might be off of balance, and it's going to show up in different signs or symptoms in the body. And if someone can correct that early, then that's sort of the prevention side of Chinese medicine, which is great. If things progress, we say that the symptoms get sort of stronger or louder or more frequent or more consistent. And so with breast health, before someone might actually get diagnosed with breast cancer, there may be early warning signs that something is off balance, that their system is needing to be supported in some way, or they're needing to heal in some way. So that's with Chinese medicine, there's ways you can approach it. So from that prevention side, or if someone's been diagnosed it's not, sometimes people would think of it an either or, Chinese, you know, alternative medicine or conventional, and they actually work really, really well together. And it's that using conventional medicine for treatment, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and then using the wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine to help support their body through that process. And also to look, sometimes people will come after their, when they're in remission and wanting to look at why their system, why that happened. So looking to get back to the root of the imbalance or the root of the disease and then help to support their health in that way, sort of moving forward.
Okay. Now, if a patient comes to you with breast concerns, so how would you approach their care? What are the tools that you use, and what would that clinical visit actually look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite extensive. We spend a lot of time with the person. Now, depending when they're coming in. So if someone's coming in with a conventional, they've been through the system, they've got some sort of, you know, blood work diagnosis, something like that, we will absolutely look at that. And then in addition to that, we're going to look at the whole person. So we're going to look at their sleep patterns, the digestive patterns, stress, life, genetics, everything will come in that first appointment. So we're going to spend a long time. Usually it's about an hour and a half. And in that time, we're going to go through everything. So I always say no one knows their body as well as, like, I don't know anyone's body as well as they know it themselves. So a lot of times we'll talk about emotional stressors. We'll talk about how they feel with certain foods. We'll talk about just the sort of how their health has progressed, their healthcare, you know, concerns have progressed over time. And we also look a lot in Chinese medicine, we'll look at observing the person. So everything from hair texture, skin color, you know, how someone's eyes are, if they're red or they're dry looking, all that is giving the practitioner information. As well, we do tongue diagnosis and pulse diagnosis. So that's a bit of an internal sign of what's going on as well. So we'll do all that in one session. And from that, usually a pattern or a few patterns will become clear. And that's where we'll set up the treatment protocol. So we'll either, usually Chinese medicine incorporates things such, acupuncture is a big component, there's herbal medicine, we do a lot with diet, we do a lot with lifestyle counseling as well. So according to what the person presents with, we're going to make a treatment plan that will address the areas that are off balance.
And is a typical visit about an hour?
The first one usually is longer. It's about an hour and a half. And then afterwards, when it's follow-up, they're usually an hour if there's an acupuncture treatment. Sometimes people will just be doing more diet or lifestyle or herbal consultations. They might be a little shorter, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes, but typically about an hour. And in that time, they're always going to talk about how things are changing. So no one's someone's come in for their first treatment, once the treatment plan's in place, the person's body's changing all the time. So the treatment plan is going to change and evolve with AR. So herbal formulas, they're going to evolve as the person's state of health changes. So we're always adapting it to that person. So that's always touched on in each visit. And if there are any modifications that need to be made, that's going to be made in those visits. And the same with the acupuncture. Points, different points will be used according to how the person's presenting that day as well.
Well, what benefits do you typically see? And maybe the answer is that there's no such thing as typical, but over time you've had, you know, number of years of experience working with women who either, you know, have want to maintain or optimize breast health, or perhaps they're managing actively breast cancer, and both here in Toronto and Inspire Health as well, which, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, is a really sort of leading edge center in BC. So based on kind of what you've seen anecdotally and, you know, in the clinical setting, what kinds of benefits might someone who comes, you know, for TCM, might they see as a result of working with you or with a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I've seen lots of sort of changes happen in people, and people have come up with all sort of different states of health. So just from a general prevention standpoint, people will come in with benign breast cysts or things like that, and we can work to help balance that out. I've had people that have come with those, and we've been able to work so that they no longer have them. So, or just noticing signs that might be, as I mentioned before, the sign that their body's off of balance. So being able to work with things that might show up, like for women often, it could be PMS, breast tenderness, before their periods, that kind of stuff, moodiness, pain in their sides, all that would be a sign of the body being off balance. And so at that stage, we can work to rebalance and help to relieve them of those symptoms so it won't progress any further. In my time in Inspire Health, it's a fantastic, as you mentioned, it's a government-funded center in Vancouver. It's now across BC. It's integrative in the sense of integrated within the clinic, working with different practitioners. So I work beside MDs, naturopaths, different body workers, nutritionists. I was the Chinese medicine practitioner there. And so we can integrate the different medicines, so complement, and so the patient is under, you know, one roof and gets the care amongst the different practitioners, but also that idea of integrating the whole person health in that way. So if people would come in with going through active treatment. So if I'm treating someone who's maybe going through radiation or chemotherapy for breast cancer, my focus would be on maintaining their energy levels, helping them keep their blood levels high so that they can, their course of treatment can stay on schedule, helping them maintain a good quality of life so that they're sort of, it's more of optimizing, helping the person stay strong so that the chemotherapy or radiation is working well and the person is feeling good in the process. So that's something, or we can also work with people, I would work with people before surgery, trying to boost up their immune system and help them recover faster and helping deal with some of the pain associated with that. So that's pretty common. I do that in my practice in Toronto right now as well, working with people going through active treatments. And then also I work with people who are in remission, as I mentioned before. So these are people, and once they've done all their active treatments, it's a bit of a hard time for people because they've been so proactive, and then it's a sort of a wait and see. We'll see you in 6 months. We'll see you in a year. And so in that time, people are sort of like, well, now what? And that's where the Chinese medicine is really quite useful because the body's always talking and telling us, giving us different signs and symptoms to where it's off balance, be it through their you know, digestive health or through their, you know, if they have headaches or allergies, whatever it is. And so when we take that information, then we're able to work to rebalance the person, so to help them so that their cancer doesn't come back and they feel better and better in the process. So I work a lot with people in that state as well and helping them feel better than they've felt in a long time.
Great. Now, if someone wants to locate a TCM practitioner in their area, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Certainly in Ontario now, traditional Chinese medicine is being regulated, which is great. It's also regulated in BC and Quebec, Alberta, as well. And so you are always wanting to look for someone, not just, you know, that has a license. Basically, it means that they have had a certain amount of schooling, a certain number of hours of practice, and that, you know, so it's people know what they're getting. It's also a relationship. So not every, it's like any kind of relationship. Not everyone gets along with everyone. So you really do want to find someone that you have, that you feel comfortable with, you feel safe with, that you think that they have obviously experience in what you need to be working on. I always suggest people giving a practitioner a call and talking to them on the phone. I do that with people. I'll talk with them on the phone for 10, 15 minutes, answer some preliminary questions, and just so they get a sense of me as well. And then, obviously, as I said, sort of mentioned before, you want to make sure that someone has some experience in what it is that you're dealing with. So with cancer, it is very specific in its approach, and there's so you want someone who you know knows what the you know how to approach it and the different herbs and all that kind of stuff as well.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And where can people find out more about you?
So I have a website, my personal website, so it's angelawarburton.com, and my clinic in Toronto is Urban Wellness, and that's at urban-wellness.ca as well. And I'm just in Toronto at College and Bathurst.
Perfect. Well, Angela, this has been really great, and thank you very, very much for your time today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Bye for now.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. For more great tips on natural health, inspired living, and how to sustain your internal environment, please visit us at gogreeninside.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GoGreenInside. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be well.